Okay, give us a call and tell me what it is that is on your mind. 1-300-564-652 is the telephone number that you dial. That's easy. 1-300-564-652. A woolly-headed sort of fellow has just come wandering into my studio. And beneath the woolly hair, I recognise the one and only Leo Sayer. Leo, thank you for bringing your hair to my radio station.
Always a pleasure, John. I can distribute more of it if you like. How are you? It's been a long time.
I know it's been a long time, but why is it? What have you been doing? You've been avoiding me.
I've been avoiding you, yeah. I've been avoiding Australia quite a bit, actually. I've been in Europe touring. I seem to go there every British summer. And go over there and do a tour, and then, of course, my partner Donatella is Italian, so we also managed to fit in an Italian holiday at the same time. So I haven't really spent that much time here.
What part of Italy do you like the best?
Well, we go to Tuscany, because that's where Donatella's from. She was born in Florence, and now she's out in a lovely place. Her mother is still going, and her mother and her sister and brother, they're all in Montepulciano, which is, you know, where the wines come from, centre of Tuscany, near Siena, near Pienza and all of those towns.
That Siena's not a bad little joint, is it?
Oh, it's pretty good, it's pretty good. And they've got a place by the coast as well, so just an hour up from Rome, and we go there and we spend some time there, so it's lovely. You get the best of the Mediterranean there.
Yes, and it is lovely, and I'll tell you what else is lovely. The people.
Yeah, the people, the food, the way of life. Yeah, it's just marvellous.
I wonder why so many Italian people leave.
I know. And the other thing is, you know, when you get into the food, I mean, her mother cooks all the time for us. When you get into the food, the ingredients are just amazing there. The soil is so good, the tomatoes, there's just something about it that Italian food doesn't taste the same anywhere else, you know, really. It's good, but it's not quite the same.
No, well, it's homegrown when it's there.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing? Suddenly you're going to take off and go back and work very hard, but you have been working, but you've been working, as you say, overseas.
Yeah, well, first off, I should say I moved to Berrimah in the country, in the Southern Highlands.
Yes.
And that's been a great move. And I built a studio there, so I've been working away in the studio there, making new records and everything. And the I don't know, the British thing is like the heart grows fonder, you know what I mean, when you're not there.
Yes.
Because, of course, you know, I left England, you know, to come to Australia in 2005. I think you were one of the first people I spoke to when I arrived.
But yep.
So coming here, I don't know, it all of a sudden they want me back in the UK. They love me again because I'm not on their doorstep. And it's funny how it works like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is funny how it works like that. I'm just looking at this CD, this album.
Selfie, right.
Yeah, called Selfie. It's very it's very nicely produced.
Oh, thank you. Well, I did it all myself, and I that's why it's called Selfie. I literally locked myself away in the studio and taught myself to make a record without anybody else playing on it, which I thought was a... You know, I mean, if Vincent van Gogh can not get someone in to do the blues and yellows, I can do that. So I thought, you know, if you're a real artist, you should do it all yourself. And we have these wonderful things, John, that you can do with computers now, where you can just manipulate the sounds and, you know, work everything out. So it's, I just feasted on that ability, as it were, you know.
Tell me this. There's a whole lot of tracks on it that sound very interesting, but what is one I'm going to like? How, you know my taste.
There's a song called Everybody Lies. You might like that.
Everybody Lies.
Yes.
Track
I think
what?
You'd like that.
Everybody Lies.
It's kind of old. It's a bit old-fashioned, but it's...
Are you suggesting that I'm old-fashioned?
No, stop it. Well, we're both old-fashioned in a way because we come from the good times in life, don't we?
We certainly
do.
That
fantastic period. Life has changed.
It has, but I think in the majority of ways it's changed for the better.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think of what I'm able to do with computers now and, you know, how much we can, how freshly we can do things now, you know, and how the ability of one person making a record, which is what I couldn't have done that 20 years ago. I'd have to have a studio with a bunch of guys in. And now I don't have to have anybody arguing me about what's the right bass part.
That's right. And remember how it used to be, you'd have a 16-track recorder or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'd go through one track at a time?
Well, you'd have to have so much equipment around you, and now it's quite simple.
It was all bullshit, too, half of that equipment.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it was unnecessary. But, you know, I mean, you listen to records of the 80s with all that echo all over them, and you think, my God, what were we doing? What were we doing? it's kind of sad. But okay. but it is good now. I mean, there's a lot of things at our disposal, a lot of things we can do. I think, you know, social media can obviously be misused, but at the same time, it can be very good to connect us to people. So it's all good.
Where can the people go and see you?
Well, we've got a bunch of gigs. I can't remember exactly where we're playing, but we're out there in the outskirts somewhere. Twin Towns and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Load of places. And I don't have it in front of me. Look at me. I'm so professional. But I have only recently just got off the plane. That will be my excuse. So straight into more work.
Okay, but tell me, got off the plane from where? Where have you flown from?
I've just been from England, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, you've got to be tired.
Yeah, well, the jet lag is quite an extraordinary thing. I'm lucky I can afford to travel first class, so life's not bad, is it?
No, it's all right. First class, pretty good.
First class is pretty good.
Okay, the...
We've got Griffith, Wagga Wagga, Bathurst. Yeah.
God, you're getting around.
Somewhere the dates are. They'll find them.
I'm sure somebody...
You can go on leosayer.com.
Yes, that's right. Somebody will remind you.
How prepared are we, John?
Yes, exactly. But you can go to bandsintown.com.
That's the one.
And find out that you can make bookings by going to Bands in Town. The tour tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, bandsintown.com. Now, what's the track I'm going to like on this one? What's it called?
Everybody Lies, which is basically kind of, you know, about the situation now where everybody does lie, or politicians lie, everybody lies. They seem to get away with it. It's really sad, I think.
You nearly have to lie, don't you, if you're a politician?
Well, yeah, but if we told a little bit more truth, we might get further.
Let's listen to the song, huh?
Well, they say that every dog must have its day, and to hell with anyone who's in the way. And they say that all your proof is just a fraction of the truth, 'cause everybody lies. They'll tell you pride will come before a fall, and no one can survive the wrecking ball. But like the twisting of a knife, no lie will save your life when everything's a case of do or die. From the well, spray perfume on the most disgusting smell, split the colors and the classes, spread this bullshit to the masses, till reality is just an empty shell. And don't get me started on the greed of people buying all the things that they don't need. Pet rocks and gravy yachts, it's the gods and they ain't gods, kissing all of common sense goodbye. I'm gonna play my guitar, okay? Yeah, this is me! Woo! Come on! Yeah! Alright. One day we'll meet our maker and he'll say, by inches every day. Oh, but God, it proved so hard, so I embellished by a yard. Everybody does it, by the way. And God will strike us down, we'll go to hell. But down there we'll all get on so very well, 'cause we'll be sharing porcupines with the very bestest liars while we roast away upon the funeral pyre. Foundations we've been faking, we create another stinker to placate a penny pincher falling in sinker. Shout out, hey, look, I'm a winner. If I deny, 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 deny.
Love it. I think that's true. I love the lyric.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. I think that's a terrific song, and it's
Thank
so
you.
True. Everybody lies.
Well, it's just become... I mean, I don't know how kids these days... I don't have children, right? Never had children, so I'm not a father. But if I had a kid, and he almost had... with peer pressure, he almost has to tell lies.
Yeah.
Because all of his leaders tell lies, his teachers... Well, God forbid his teachers tell lies, but the politicians and, you know, the media and everybody in his life, this young kid growing up, say 6 or 7, at that age of reason, you know, what is the truth?
The politicians lie because they really do have to lie. They've got to adhere to the party line, and quite often...
Absolutely, and their backers and all that sort of stuff.
They've got to do that.
Yeah.
Well, in October, you're off to Wagga, Griffith, Bathurst, Lismore, Melbourne, Geelong, Warrnambool. Jesus, when are you going to have a rest?
Oh, I never rest. Look, it's keeping me young. I'm 71 now, so I've got to kind of keep going, I think. Yeah, so...
Are you 70?
I'm just a kid, really, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hear it's a big day today, because...
Why?
It's your birthday.
It is my birthday, you're quite right.
Yeah, and I suppose we're all... I mean, I feel like I'm at the age now where I don't telegraph anybody that it's my birthday. I try and avoid it and forget
about
it.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
And you just told the whole bloody world.
I know, but I think that I've got to, on behalf of all us Australians, all us Sydneysiders who love you very much, I do have to sing happy birthday to you.
I'd love that.
Would you like that?
I'd love it.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, John Lawsy. Happy birthday to you, my dear friend.
You're a very sweet man to do that. Good on you, Leo. I'll keep that.
I've signed an album of selfies.
Oh, you have? Good. I'd love that
still
too.
Vinyl.
Isn't that wonderful?
So,
that's wonderful. That's
no probs.
A proper 12-inch vinyl.
Absolutely. It's pink inside as well. The disc is pink. I insisted on it. Because I'm in that nice situation now with record companies and everything, where I can get my own way, which is great when you get to this age.
Isn't that a good-looking album?
It's pretty cool.
It's a proper 12-inch vinyl.
If you take it out, it's pink.
The record itself is pink?
Mm. Look at that. In the pink.
Jesus.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah. Shocking pink.
It sure is. It sure is.
Every time you play it, it will blind you.
Now, Leo,
yes,
when
sir?
Do you start on your... I know that the tickets go on sale 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for the Just a Boy tour, and that's what it's called.
Yes.
And you go to Wagga, Griffith, Bathurst, Lismore, Melbourne,
yep.
Geelong.
Not all in the same night, it must be said. But the nice thing about going inland Australia, I mean, into the bush, as it were, is so beautiful.
Oh, it is.
And you know, we get the... I pinch myself every time that I'm going to be in Wagga and Griffith and travelling through the bush. I mean, it's just a great experience. It inspires you. And, you know, the audiences, when you get there, are the best, because they haven't taken the bus into the city, you know, to see you. Actually, you're going to them, and they really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I imagine that they will appreciate this show. And I love that song, that Lies, Lies,
oh, thank
Lies,
you.
Everybody
Lies.
Everybody
Lies, yeah, cool. Yeah. I thought you'd like that.
I do. I love it.
I was probably thinking of you when I wrote it.
I thank you for coming. It was very good of you to come in, Leo.
A pleasure, mate.
It's good to see you.
Always good.
And I'll be playing this. I'll play it now.
Excellent.
Well, they say that every dog must have its day. To hell with anyone who's in the way. And they say that all your proof is just a fraction of the truth, 'cause everybody lies. They'll tell you pride will come before a fall, and no one can survive the wrecking ball. But like the twisting of a knife, no lie will save your life when everything's a case of do or die. Lies, 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 everybody lies, lies, lies. Underneath the stone shaken from the mess that we're creating. Oh, it's all a pack of lies. We bring back empty buckets from the well. Spray perfume on the most disgusting smell. Split the colors and the classes. Spread this bullshit to the masses. To reality is just an empty shell. And don't get me started on the greed. People buying all the things that they don't need. Pet rocks and grippy yachts. It's the gods and they ain't gods. Kissing all of common sense goodbye. I'm gonna play my guitar, okay? Maker, and he'll say, you only told the truth by inches every day. Oh, but God improved so hard, so I embellished by a yard. Everybody does it, by the way. And God will strike us down, we'll go to hell. But down there we'll all get on so very well. 'Cause we'll be sharing porcupines with the very best as liars, while we roast away upon the funeral pyre. Oh, lies, lies, lies. Everybody lies, lies, lies. Underneath us, earth is shaking. Its foundations we've been faking. We create another stinker to placate a penny pincher. Falling in hook, line, and sinker. Shouting, hey, look, I'm a winner. If I deny, 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 deny.
Love it. Love it. And I love the way it finishes. It just stops. Everybody lies.